You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your host, your Sherpa, your guide for the next hour as we bring you some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the greatest business people, some things that you hopefully were going to leave some nuggets in your pocket of some things that you didn't know when you first signed on today. And welcome to Inspired News Radio. Today, I am so excited. I am so very excited. I've been waiting for this interview for so long. Very rarely do I get to interview multiple people at the same time, unless we're at like a trade show and a panelist and I'm doing some moderation or some emceeing. But today I get to live the dream, as they say in radio, and I get to interview two wonderful, wonderful business ladies, two ladies that are going to have a fantastic origin story to tell you all about what they're doing. They've got offerings for the worldwide pandemic that's going on so that you can build your business right now. And of course, I'm talking about the Wright sisters. The Wright sisters, both Ray, R-A-E, that is, Ray and Christina, welcome to Mind Your Own Business. And how the heck are you today?
Oh, we're doing great.
I knew that was going to happen. It's so great.
I feel like we got set up.
I'm sorry. I kind of set you up. Ray, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about you. And then Christina, you can jump in right behind her. How's that?
Sure thing.
All right. So I am Ray Burrell. I am a operational strategist and I handle the operations for PWS. I am married for 5 years now with 4 children.
Excellent. And then Christina, tell us a little bit about you.
My name's Christina, obviously. You will hear us sometimes call each other different names if you ever meet us. So to others, I am also known as Tina. I am a communication strategist, recovering government reporter, and yeah, live here in Houston.
Well, that is so fantastic. Ladies, I'm so happy to have you here. And I'm sorry I kind of put you on the spot. Because we're audio, you don't know who's going to talk when. We'll try and coordinate our communication, as was Christina would say, a little better. But it is always funny. And it's always a challenge when you're doing radio, because you never know who's going to talk. And we're not in the same studio. And the reason we're not in the same studio sitting across from each other is because, unfortunately, the world is still in whatever this is we call this pandemic, this COVID-19, but we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. That seems like, I think 23 states now are starting to open up and business is starting to come back in a strategic fashion, but that doesn't stop TWS. And you're going to hear me refer to TWS all throughout the show today, and that stands for the Wright Sisters. And I have to tell you, if you hire or work with or somehow use the Wright Sisters, you are making the right, meaning correct, choice. I have gotten to know these ladies over the last few weeks, and I have to tell you, they are absolute experts at their job. So I am so excited. Christine, I'm going to ask you, I'll kind of keep this thing flowing. Tell us a little bit about what it is that the Wright Sisters does as a company, and how you and your sister kind of got into this, how to started this process. And then we're going to talk to Ray a little bit about the origin story.
Okay. So together, we have combined, we grew up as entrepreneurs. And so a few years ago, Ray was already in business and I was, she saw the writing on the wall. I had been doing some some business for myself part-time, and it was time for me to jump out there. So when I jumped out into business, and when I say jumped, I purposely say jumped. Okay. I jumped out there. I did a stint as a FEMA inspector and then transitioned very quickly into business. And during that time, Ray and I decided to put on a business 101 for a workshop for business owners who had had established businesses, but as we talked about before, these businesses were built on sand, and our grandfather is a carpenter, so that's where a lot of our branding kind of surrounds. We have these. If you have a home that is built on a foundation that's not sound, then your house's structure is not going to be sound, and it's the same with business. So what we do is we come in and we help you to level that house, firm up that foundation, and get your business moving in a concerted direction with firm processes and communications and team leadership in place for you to continue long term.
Excellent. So the TWS brand then is, and we're going to talk a lot more about this as we move later into the show, but the brand is that if you've got a family owned, again, we're using this kind of a loosely, if you're a solo entrepreneur, or if you are even a larger corporation, that doesn't exclude you from using TWS. But the niche is, if you're a family owned business and you've got interesting dynamics when it comes to family owned. And that's why the communication is such an important part, because you have father, son, mother, daughter, absolutely, maybe you have aunts, uncles, people that, that don't have, we don't always treat our family members the same as what we would treat a employee or a partner or a stranger. And sometimes that creates a different dynamic. So TWS has kind of come along to fill that niche. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've got stories of our own stories, about where those family dynamics come in and how to work around them.
That's excellent. So I do know I have worked in as a sales consultant for a lot of years, and I've worked with transition plans where the father, transferring to sons or daughters and the business. And it's really hard. And sometimes, the father, the entrepreneur that started it, and I don't mean this as a negative, I'm just saying is they've spent more time with their business sometimes than they have with their own children, because they were building a business and devoting so much of their time and attention. And then all of a sudden the son or the daughter comes in to the family business, and the father's having a hard time letting go and transitioning that responsibility. And there can be some family clashes going on, and I'm sure, but so you're part therapist, part consultant sometimes, huh?
Yes. Yes. I think that is so accurate. And we're laughing because some of our most recent work, yes, we were part-time therapists.
Part-time therapists, full-time consultants. Okay, well, that's a great snapshot of where we're going to be talking about today on the Wright Sisters and the things that are going on. And we're going to talk about a little bit later as we get kind of, into where we are in the meat and potatoes. But Ray, I want you to pick this up, because what I want you to start with, let's hear some dish now. I mean, let's dish out something. You've got Sister Christina there. Let's hear some of that origin story. And throw in a good piece of juicy gossip or something, when she was a kid. I mean, come on, we got to have something.
Okay, so growing up, Christina and I were pretty close, and we really enjoyed singing songs together. We had duets. There were three songs in particular. Some of them have Whitney Houston and Deborah Cox on them. So that's sort of how it was when we were growing up. And then my sister went off to college, and for the first time, I'm the baby for my mother. So for the first time, I was left in the house and was kind of just like all alone.
Oh, no.
So my sister had gone off. Christina went off to D.C. to go to Howard University. And so she was out and gone. And that's when we started to kind of like drift apart, because I am also now in teenage years. So Christina comes back eventually. And when she comes back, how long have you been back? About 7 years now. So when she came back, we went and we tried to do a venture to start. We actually started off with an Etsy shop. So we crunched the numbers. We came up with all of our plans, what we're going to sell, started to buy some materials. I bought way more than Christina bought because, you know, that is just who I am in my spirit, or and mostly at that time. And we finally sat down and crunched the numbers and realized we would not be making very much money. So we quickly backed out of that. And 3 years later, that is when me and Christina, I think it's about 3 years later, is when me and Christina actually, that's when she had quit her job and she was ready to start business. And I was at a point in my business where I wasn't, while my business was successful, I was an audio engineer and a virtual assistant. I wasn't fulfilled. So I took a pause from that. And Christina and I joined up on those workshops, and that's where we really figured out what we were doing, who we were serving individually, and then that's where we stumbled into where we are now with the Wright Sisters, because originally it was just supposed to be, you know, a one-off. We're going to offer some foundational tools for some business owners after we sat down talking one day, and we were talking about our father. And how he's owned this business forever, and now he's getting older and he can't push pull and you know, do all the things he was doing with all these cars. But he doesn't have anything really laid down so that he can pivot, especially now that it looks like a lot of things are going to start moving online. We set out on a mission to just help make sure that that wasn't going to occur to more business owners.
That's awesome. So just to bring everybody up to speed, you simply go to WrightSistersConsulting.com and you will see both of these lovely ladies' smiling faces looking back at you from that website, WrightSistersConsulting.com. And let me just see if I can put this, you know, kind of succinctly here. So, you know, you grew up in this entrepreneurial family. Your dad was an entrepreneur and working in the automotive business. He's got a business that may or may not be, and I don't know your father yet, but from what I understand talking to you is he has this business that's doing really well, but it's not necessarily positioned correctly for this new world we may be living in, where things are going to move online, things are going to be more virtual, and all of a sudden the Wright Sisters to the rescue. So Christina and Ray jump in and say, Dad, you got to learn how to sell virtually. You got to learn how to, you know, put things in the cloud. You got to be mobile. You've got to be able to be nimble, much more nimble. It's the day of, you know, somebody walking onto a car lot and saying, you know, hey, how do I get into this car today? You know, the day of those test drives, the whole world as we know it is moving to our couch, right? We're buying more digitally. We're spending more time, you know, hanging out in our pajamas, buying everything from Amazon. So how do we, you know, take that? So that was the kind of the seeds that started the Wright Sisters Consulting. You've got this communication, you've got these business operations, skill sets from two sisters, and together it formed the WrightSistersConsulting.com, and now you're out there helping other people. Did I kind of get all of that from those two stories? Did I kind of put that together the right way?
Yeah, mostly. And to help out your viewers, I'll say this is Christina. We know we sound a lot alike. I think you definitely wrapped it up pretty well. But I'll go a little bit further because the problems typically reside so much further than, like, yes, for sure, they need to learn how to pivot. And we do teach them, you know, services that they can offer virtually. But none of those services are effective or even profitable if you haven't set any of the regular foundational things. And I'll give you an example. You know, we were recently working with a family-owned hair salon. And, you know, this woman is fantastic at what she does. She has created her own tribe. She quite honestly still doesn't know the power that she holds in that space. But, you know, she knew how she did her hair, you know, what she wanted her team to do. And when they came in the door, she spent, you know, maybe half a day telling them how to do that. And then expected them to remember it 3 years later. If you've not set those processes in place and put them into writing, you know, some of that boring business stuff in the background, documents and spreadsheets and handbooks, if you've not done those things, then your virtual services are also not going to be profitable and sustainable.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. So I'm going to use the analogy of, as a doctor, I don't know every single, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on the radio. That's my disclaimer. Sorry. But if you go to the doctor, they don't necessarily know every single diagnosis, but they know where to find it. So if you're even in a family hairstyle business, if you don't know X, you need to at least know where to find it. And if you don't have those tools or those systems in place, then the only resource you have is to go back to the owner. And I've seen this so many times in business. You have to keep going back to the owner. And if the owner would just take the time to digitize that and get it, you know, get that information or that knowledge into some type of repository that other people in the organization can access, then all of a sudden, the owner finds himself or herself with a whole lot more time, because you're not, you know, and you find yourself with the time to do the things that generate revenue, which is do more hair, right? Instead of training, or instead of, I love it. I love what you're doing. I've got it. I'm a fan already. So sign me up. Where do I sign up?
Well, currently you go to bit.ly/TWS virtual setup.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we put that link on Inspired News Radio right under our show so that everybody will be able to find that information. That is fantastic. So speaking of which, before we jump in, let's talk about it. You actually have, you know, I don't want to say it's a COVID special because that's awful, but you have a, you know, because there's so much pent up demand right now for people that are trying to figure out what the new normal is, you guys have put together a special package that small and medium sized businesses can actually take advantage of, turning their business into virtual services, right? I mean, and that is a, is that, would that Bit.ly link take me there?
That's exactly where that takes you.
Okay, so we'll get that Bit.ly link up on the website. So if you're listening right now on your commute, don't wreck, don't crash trying to write that down. We'll make sure you get it. Just go to inspirednewsradio.com and go to click on my link and you'll see there, and we'll put your ladies' faces, and right underneath there we'll put all those links. And the Wright Sisters is offering a virtual tune-up, I guess is the way I'm going to describe it. Is you need to at least have an assessment. We need to find out whether your company is ready to jump into the virtual world. Let Christina and Ray make that evaluation for you. Let them ask you a few questions, have a free consultation. And if it's something that fits your business, then they'll put a package customized and custom made for your business to get you into the virtual world. I am so excited. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for being a guest today. I know it's taken me a long time. We're already 15 minutes in and I'm just now thanking you, but I really appreciate it. I want my listeners to understand just how much information you ladies have and how much you could change their world. And all they have to do is just figure out how to communicate and how to fix their operational, so their foundation is so strong and they could build a great big huge giant tower on top of that rock solid foundation. I'm so glad you're here. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
So now let's jump into where we are today. So we've talked a little bit about the services that we've got. Let's talk a little bit about, so we've talked a little bit about the origin story and how this all came about, these two sisters. You know, we didn't really get a little bit of tea there, but I'm going to have to, I'll find something, guys, and I'll stick it up there. But, you know, we'll find something that these sisters, you know, like, you know, I something that they did. We'll find some prank or something. We'll put that in the next show. So I can't believe we have two sisters on the show and we're not getting any dish at all. I mean,
you know, we were close. I mean, you know, like Ray said, we sang together, and, you know, the reality is we grew up not having a lot. What we had was mostly each other, you know, and, you know, we had a single parent household, and dad was off, you know, doing the business thing. And so we'd go to junkyards with him and hang out with each other. And then at a certain age, like Ray said, we kind of took two separate paths. And as, you know, as the good man upstairs would have it, we have circled back around, and just having that childhood where we, you know, understood each other at a level. There are seven of us. Have we told you that, Scott?
Oh, no, you didn't. Yes, you have seven of you. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, you guys, wait a minute. When I told you I wanted to talk about the origin story, you buried the lead. Didn't you work for the Macon Telegraph?
And you know, we usually do lead. We usually lead with that. Yeah, we're two of seven.
That is, so you've already got a basketball team and half a football team. What the heck? I mean,
and then what makes it even more unique is our family is blended. So when we tell you we're two of seven, those seven are, we have three different moms. You know, dad doesn't like this, but sometimes we say, you know, we'll refer to the Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's a fact. I mean, we can't hide it. Right.
Oh, God. I love it.
You know, you wanted to do that. So a little bit into the family. But really and truly, what our parents did was they came together and they made sure that we were raised in an environment where we could lean on each other, where, you know, we very rarely call each other half brothers or half sisters. That just seems weird. Family gathering, we will, all of the moms and my dad and his current wife, you know, they're not best friends, but they certainly get along enough that the grandkids are now growing up and knowing each other. And what that has done for us is, regardless of what we have ever had, we have that firm foundation.
Well, that's fantastic. We're a blended family also, too. My wife and I have been together for, you know, multiple decades, and we have a blended family, too. And I tell people all the time, my kids are not my stepkids, right? They're still my kids, and my grandkids are not my step-grandchildren. It's just, you know, they just are loved by more people. So you just have had the benefit of having instead of having, you know, one mom, you got three. Instead of having, you know, four aunts, you've got 16, you know, or whatever. So that's fantastic. Just more love to go around. And I love that. So that is fantastic.
And we have entrepreneurs outside of our dad. Our brother recently turned from the banking world and entered a premier photography world full time. He'd been doing it as a side. Our youngest sister just graduated with her PhD, and she put together a gardening program for occupational therapy program, day programs. And she's starting to turn that into her first business venture.
So, well, I'm going to make a career out of interviewing all of your brothers and sisters. We're just going to have them all. We're just going to have them all on the show at different times. And we're just going to start. We're going to turn this into the Wright Sisters Radio Hour. This is going to be so much fun. So I am so excited. This is fantastic. Well, thank you for letting us get to know you guys a little bit better. So what's next for the Wright Sisters? Where do you go from here? Tell us about Ray. We're going to let you tell us a little bit. Tell us about the ideal client. Who are you actually? You know, if you're listening to the sound of our voices today, and this is resonating with you at all, who's the ideal client? How can we help you as our listeners? Who should we be recommending to you? And tell us a little bit about what's next for the Wright Sisters and where we're going from here.
All right. So right now, Christina, the TWS was created with Christina and my businesses in mind. And so we do families. Most of those families, we found the ones that connect with us the most, the ones that we connect the most with are creatives. So they're in the, you know, the hair industry, or they're in the photography industry. Those are the ones that we typically connect with the most, because they always have all of these visions, and this is the ray of light. They have all of these visions, and they're scattered, and they can't really figure out how to get there. And along the way, they've kind of just been flying by the seat of their pants. So their foundation, like Christina and you guys were talking about, their foundation isn't correct. So, we actually really focus on the creative, family oriented sort of businesses. And those are the people that, we really connect with, and we really have a place in our heart for. And then okay. I'm sorry, I forgot the second half of your question.
The second half was, so what's next for you guys? So you have a consulting company, and then how are you going to market to that group? And then, you know, what are the next big things? I mean, the Wright sisters, you're in the infancy of this thing. You know, you're both very successful in your own right. No pun intended. I love that. But coming together, and forming the Wright sisters, TWS, now, you know, so you're about to conquer the world. I mean, look out, world. First Houston, then the whole state of Texas, and then look out, world. We're coming after you.
Right. Yes. So Christina and I, from this virtual service that we've launched together, we're actually looking into getting into more shows and, you know, maybe starting our own podcast. You know, we sound just alike. We think that might be fun for our audience to try to figure out who's talking now. We are also still hosting, like Tina said, those boot camps for the solopreneurs and the people who are just trying to go from their one-to-one to one-to-many. So we've also discussed conferences and summits together as well. So right now, if anyone has a suggestion on a virtual summit that they would really like, you know, let us know. Until then, we'll be doing the virtual services and running the boot camps and hopefully getting on a talk show together.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to put it out there right now. I'm going to speak it into existence, and you can use this name because, you know, that's, I also do coaching for podcasts, and I'm also an audio engineer like you and working in the industry. 20 plus years in radio, but mostly terrestrial, but I'm going to stick it out here. Get ready. The name of your show could be Who's Talking Now. You could actually use that as the name of your show, and you could do Who's Talking Now. And it's like, you know, twin sisters in business, you know, or twin voices or something that you could use as a tagline, and you could be the business voices, and it'd be like, who's talking now? Is it Christina or is it Ray? And then you could get some of your other siblings in there that sound like you, and you could have you could make a whole game show out of it. Now, who do you think this is?
Oh man, I loved it so much. I thought my phone was muted and I clapped. So sorry. but oh yes, I love that.
Okay. So I want to be part of it. So whatever you do, at least let us host it for you on Inspired News Radio, as all the other places too. But I love the idea. I love the idea of having you ladies in as a podcast and a host. That would be so much fun. Who's talking now?
And what's so funny is that was one of the movies that we watched growing up.
We watched Who's Talking.
I absolutely love it. So the other thing that we could do, let's talk a little bit about now that, you know, you've kind of told me a little bit about where you're going and where you want to be with the business, which is fantastic. I think that's great. So how do our listeners then, Christina, how do our listeners engage with you? How do we find you? How do we, what are the things that we need to do? If we're not the best fit for you, then what are the things that we need to be looking for so that we could make those recommendations? And then how do our listeners actually, you know, get in touch with you? Is it on Facebook primarily? Or are you those types of things? How do we get in touch with you?
So you can send us, and you can obviously find us on Facebook. It is the Wright Sisters Consulting. And I believe the backslash is Ray is, I believe it is, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's / Wright Sisters Consulting, same as our website.
It's actually the Wright Sisters together.
We got stuck with this weird name. That's right. Right Sisters Together. But you can find us on Facebook. You also can send us an email to howdy@rightsistersconsulting.com.
I love it, howdy.
Yes, and that's the best way to reach us.
So howdy@therightsistersconsulting.com.
Right.
Okay.
And if you live in Houston, we also run a Facebook group for women business owners. It's called Women Entrepreneurs Mingle. It is a little bit of the feel that you feel right now with us. You know, we really believe in giving everyone a big hug and providing a space for that. And that's what that Facebook group does.
Okay, excellent. So primarily on Facebook, but we also have the Wright Sisters, you know, howdy@therightsistersconsulting.com. That's fantastic. I love that. We'll make sure those links are put up on Inspired News Radio so that you can actually, you know, just click on them live links and send an email. So I have to ask you, since you're both Texans, well, actually, you spent some time in Georgia, though, didn't you, Christina?
Absolutely. I have a very transient spirit. So I've lived in a few states, Georgia, Indiana, Tennessee, a few states.
Well, you and I have a connection. You and I have a connection that you didn't know about. You didn't know this about me. I actually worked in Macon, Georgia. I actually lived and worked in Macon for a while. And I read the Macon Telegraph. I read the Macon Telegraph every day, and I probably, you know, got to read your byline and just long before I knew who you were, though. So several years ago, wow, when I lived in Macon, I was in broadcasting and sales and communication down there myself. So we may have crossed paths and just didn't know it.
And just didn't know it. Small, small world.
It is. But I digress. I'm sorry. What I was going to say is, since you're both raised I was born and raised in Kentucky. So I have a little bit of that twang that comes out every once in a while. And you guys have worked very hard. You don't have that deep Texas accent. But it's so funny is I always ask people, like, you know, if you want to know if you're from the South, you ask them questions like, do you know what the plural of y'all is? And most of my people aren't going to know how to spell howdy. So we're going to have to figure that out. We're going to have to do howdy@therightsistersconsulting.com. But I say, do you know what the plural of y'all is? Do either of you know what plural of y'all is?
Y'all.
No, it's all y'all. All y'all. So we can say y'all come down, or you can say all y'all come down.
All y'all come down.
No, that's I'm just so kidding. I'm just kidding. I think it's great. And I love Houston. It's another one of those connections that we have together, because if you've ever been to Houston in August, you won't forget it. You just won't forget that experience.
Because it's hot and humid. Emblazoned on your mind for years and decades.
Yes. Well, ladies, I have to tell you, I can't believe that we've already just burned through 40 minutes of our show, and I feel like we're just touching the surface of what we've got to offer here. So I want to make sure all of these links are done, but I want to give each of you a chance to kind of wrap things up here. You're both very successful entrepreneurs in your own right. You've come together to start the Wright Sisters Consulting. There is so much here that you can do. I'm gonna kind of put my two cents in and say, if you're listening to the sound of our voices right now, if you are a small business to medium-sized business, and it doesn't have to be in Houston, it can be anywhere that you're hearing the sound of my voice, because these ladies work virtually just like I do. The beautiful part about it is, if you're typically a family-owned business, even more if you are, you know, kind of in that situation where your company grew so fast that you weren't able to lay the perfect foundation, maybe this is the time where you go back and you shore up some of that, you know, those processes and things. Talk about, you know, at least get that free consultation with Ray and Christina and find out if you're a fit. But I don't want to exclude the other ones. If you're a solo entrepreneur, if you're a female-owned business, if you're especially in the services and creative, I love what Ray said when she was talking about, you know, if you're an artist, if you're a photographer, if you're a singer songwriter, if you have an entire family business, maybe you're a landscape architect, or you do landscaping, or anything in the creative arts, you know, if you have any of that creative stuff that's going on, I know I speak for Ray, and I'll have you reinforce this, Ray, but sometimes as the creative people, they're really, really, really good at what they do. They create fabulous photographs. They create fabulous paintings, but they're not exceptional at the business side. So they're finding out, and again, I want you to address this, but sometimes I have found that if you're really, really good at something and it's going well, you are making money because you're making enough money that there's, even if there's slop or slack in the rope, of your business process, you're still making enough money to have money at the end of the day. But think about how much more you would have as far as quality of life, time, and more money if you tightened up those processes and all of a sudden you reduced your costs to get that product or service out to the public. Think about how much more money you would have. Think about how much more time you would have as an entrepreneur. So if you don't, even if you think you're successful now, wouldn't you like to be more successful? Get in touch with Ray and Christina. Ray, I keep asking because I feel like I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm not exactly sure I'm communicating it correctly. But does that resonate with you, what I just said?
Yes, it certainly does. So what I like to do is give the example of for the people who are trying to figure out, are the right sisters for me? I like to tell them to take a look around. How hands-on are you inside of your business right now? If you were out sick tomorrow, would you lose money? Would your team still be able to function? Christina brings in a lot of the team aspect because she is with communications, and a lot of that's where we overlap, is a lot of the same problems with creatives nonprofits have. They're just as scattered. They have so much that they want to offer to the world, but they just haven't, really taken the time to lay that foundation and to map out their services and map out their donor events and all of those details. So Christina and I like to tell our people, and when we have our free consultations, we talk to them and we figure out where they'll fit best. Most of the time, the ones that connect with me and Tina, we will take together. But if you fit better as a creative with just Ray of Light, or if you have a nonprofit venture that also is something that we can help with, so really ask yourself, look around, are you inside of your business? Are you stuck inside of your business? When was the last time you were able to go on vacation and not have to bring your laptop with you? When was the last time that you didn't have to be the one to make sure that all of the payroll went out on time? These are things that you can delegate off to other people, and it will flow well and it will work better if you're leading and you are leading your team and you're communicating effectively with them.
Right. If your family especially, don't take that for granted. Yeah, we can text each other. Ray and I have systems, where we can just message each other across the board. Every single system we have joined up together at this point, and we can communicate with each other. But we have processes in place. There are policies. There is not a single thing that we do that isn't documented somewhere in case it needs to be replicated by our team, in case, God forbid. And we have had the conversation about what would happen if, COVID were to hit one of us. What goes on? What needs to happen? What are the processes that will keep the businesses moving forward? Right. So just because you are working with your family, and quite honestly, even more so, that it shouldn't mean that you don't have those official processes in place. And it also, and having official processes in place doesn't mean that you have to be a corporation. I think a lot of our creatives, our hair salons and our flower shops, they scare off from processes because they're so official and I'm not a corporate entity. I don't want to be that. Well, eventually you're going to want to step out of your business, whether you're handing it down or going on vacation. So put those processes in place.
That is so well said, Christina. That's so fantastic. I agree with you 1,000%. And you brought up some great points. The fact is that you can be an LLC, you can be a sole proprietorship, you could be running your company on your own social security number. You don't have to be an S corp or a C corp. There are so many things. And you guys, I'm assuming also as consultants, you're going to help them build success teams. If they don't have a bookkeeper or an accountant or somebody in the family, or, you know, you're going to look at all those processes.
Absolutely.
So, that's so
absolutely
fantastic. I am such a fan. I am, just sign me up. I'm a super uber fan. Put me down. I'm a Wright Sisters fan already. I can hardly wait to have the rest of your family on the show. This has just been such a wonderful hour. I am so glad that I finally got to meet you ladies. And I'm so glad that we had you on the show, because you are changing business as we know it right now, one customer at a time out there every day, carrying the torch for family-owned businesses. And, you know, that's 65 or 70% of our employers are small family-owned businesses. So that's how we're going to get back to work. That's how our economy is going to come back, roaring back, is because small to medium-sized family-owned entrepreneurs and businesses are going to be the ones that are going to employ us after this post-pandemic world that we live in. So if, ladies, thank you so much for being here. I am so, so grateful. I look forward to connecting with you both on Facebook, making sure that I keep track of what's going on. I say this every week, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you're hearing this, I could not do what I do without you, the listener. Thank you so much for coming and giving me an hour of your time each week. Thanks for coming to Inspired News Radio. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're everywhere. We're on Apple iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on all of the places that you get your podcast. Go to the bottom right now. Just scroll right down to the bottom of the show and click subscribe. You will know every time that a new show comes out every week right here for Mind Your Own Business. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And don't forget that coming up soon, we're going to have the Wright Sisters new podcast. I'm speaking it into existence. We're going to get you ladies into podcasting, and I'm going to be a guest on your show, and we're going to talk, and who knows? We may even call it Who's Talking Now? Who knows? I may get credit on that. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes. But in the meantime, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. It's so great. I appreciate it. And I say it every week. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.